Hi, I'm Simon. This is my talk, Apple Wireless Direct Leaks. It's named after a protocol called AWDL, developed by Apple. It's proprietary, never documented anywhere, and AWDL stands for Apple Wireless Direct Link. It's a sort of peer-to-peer Wi-Fi and is used by AirDrop and AirPlay. It runs on probably a billion devices, and I'm just going to advance this. About me, my name is Simon, I'm doing wireless security research. There's my DECT number if you have any questions. So it's proprietary, it's the link layer for AirDrop and AirPlay, and it uses IEEE 802.11, that's the Wi-Fi standard, vendor extensions. It's also used by ESP Now, for example, and was discovered by the CMU lab of the TU Darmstadt. They did a lot of research on it and made a small experimental implementation. Wi-Fi is the standard. It is for wireless communications. It defines the PHY and the MAC layer, and that's just some info about the Wi-Fi PHY if you're interested in that. The AWDL can operate simultaneously with station and AP modes, so basically you can have a hotspot turned on or be connected with the Wi-Fi while still using AWDL. And here's some terminology. An AWDL peer is basically any Apple device that supports AWDL. An AF means an action frame, that's a type of Wi-Fi frame. A frame is basically just a block of data. And these last two are important for AWDL. The first, MIF, means master indication frame, and the PSF is periodic synchronization frame. What these mean, I'm going to get to later. So the basic principle is every peer, that means every AWDL capable device, starts transmitting a random metric that's just a random number between 0 and the 16-bit integer limit. And the peer with the highest metric announces the clock for the entire network. And each peer also transmits a channel sequence, that's a list of 16 Wi-Fi channels on which it could be. And all peers basically look for their master and synchronize to that, so all channel sequences can overlap. And when channel sequences between two peers overlap, so they are on the same channel at the same time, they can exchange Wi-Fi. They can exchange data, so it's also resilient against attacks because it switches between channels constantly. So it's basically a form of TDMA, time division multiple access. Usually channels 44, 6, and maybe 149 are going to be used. If the channel is set to 0, that basically means that it's contacting the AP during that time, so basically doing normal Wi-Fi communication. It also supports service discovery like MDNS, which is usually implemented by Avahi, but this time it's on the MAC layer, so it's almost instantaneous. That's why AirDrop discovers services so quickly. And one last thing, everything in AWDL is unencrypted and unauthenticated. Every frame is sent directly over the air with no authentication, no encryption whatsoever. So basically just put your Wi-Fi card into monitor mode, go to channel 44, and you can start seeing frames. There is actually a Wireshark dissector for this. And if you're interested in how to look at that, just call me over DECT. So yes, even data frames are unencrypted. Encryption is usually handled by higher layers. For AirDrop, it's TLS, and for AirPlay, two, usually TM, because not everything is actually encrypted in reality. You would be surprised what isn't encrypted. And that wraps it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.